明日へいよ。What's going down? You are on.
They're covered.
And vibe kills.
No, what?
And feelings.
Let's pass it back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, so when somebody, so for instance, if I honor my own triggers, if I honor my own vibe kills, that means I can honor other people's.
Okay.
My problem before was that I didn't honor mine, so I couldn't honor others. So if I am feeling off put by something, I will tell myself, the fuck you mean? You seriously gonna like feel this way about this? Little like pussy ass bitch, like what are you doing? So I would disconnect, I would ignore, I would try to, you know, make it go away and just go on about my day. Same with other people. If somebody's like, you know, they feel a way about something, I'm just like, just fucking get over it. Like, you seriously gonna be mad about this? Like, so the more I can honor mine, simply, you know, those experiences, they're real simply because they're happening. Because something is happening, there's a feeling, there's anything, like, it's supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be there because it's there. You can't make it go away. So now that I'm doing that with myself, I can do it with other people. Some things are harder because they're, you know, if somebody gets triggered with it, and then I might get triggered with their trigger. So it's like, it's harder to push past that to, you know, be able to just think like, okay, there's a reason why they feel this way about it. I just want to let them feel this way about it because, you know, just having compassion. But it's harder when I end up feeling a way, because then I would start focusing on my negative feelings, and then I'm seeing the other person as some sort of like, you know, an enemy, I guess. So I don't want to, it's harder for me to have compassion. So, but if I can catch myself in the moment, like, okay, I'm not taking this personally, they're just, you know, this is just a really difficult thing for them to, you know, hear because of their past experiences, triggers, whatever. So I kind of detach from it. It's just not taking things personally. So it's really important to just honor whatever is there. Just if it comes up, I have to let it come up. I have, like, seriously, I do these little experiments with myself. Like, if like a feeling comes up during the day that, you know, I get pissed off about something, if I pretend like it's not there, if I resist it and try to just be like, you know what, I'm fine, you know, it will fucking persist. It will circle around in my brain, in my body, until I'm just like, can no longer stand it. And then it just becomes worse, because then I'm triggered by everything around me, because I got this shit on the inside swirling around. So, but if, when it comes, and I just let it flow right through me, that shit lasts like minutes, seconds. And then all of a sudden, I'm okay. As if it never even happened. As if I never even felt it. It's incredible. It's possible. Like, I'm telling you. So, that's all I got. Thanks.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I, like, really dig what you're saying. I'm getting to a point where I am starting to see that, too. It's hard for me when it involves somebody and I'm in my own trigger, because I have trust issues with other people. Mm-hmm. So I'll feel like, as long as there's not like a manipulation possibility or a lie, you know what I mean? If there's no trust involved in it, I can work through it. You get pissed about something, I can accept that you're pissed. Anyway, you know what I mean. Like, I have trust issues, and I have, like, so I can see why someone's upset. No, let me even scratch that, because there are times where Nah, there's times where, like, in the moment, for me, it's harder. Because I can see why they're upset, but I'm also kind of taking it personally, you know? And I'm looking at my part in it, and then I'm feeling like if I don't agree or I'm misunderstanding you, it's really, really hard for me to truly just be like, whatever about it. Because my trigger is I want to get away from people. So if it was like, we're going to go, we have a problem, I can allow it to stay. I can feel it all the way through. But if I don't come to a resolution, I don't want to be around that person anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it is the most heaviest, tense pressure on me to sit in a room with someone I have a bad vibe with. Like, I cannot explain it. I used to have problems just being around people in general. Like, just being in a crowded room, I would feel physical pressure. Like, and mental pressure. Like, so I'm good with that. But when there's bad vibes, it's really, really, even if it's like a room with 10 people and I got bad vibes with one of them, it's really hard for me not to focus on that energy. You know what I mean? So I think that's why it's hard for me to not want to separate myself from around people when I'm feeling the bad vibe. But I will admit that I am trying out this new process that you're doing, where you just feel it, let it be, get through it, and let it be, like, let the truth come out, you know what I mean? Let the feelings be there, and pass it through, because then, yes, you're being authentic, you're not internalizing it, you know what I mean?
I do. I got something.
Right. And I feel...
No, you're fine. I like that we're getting to this. So the whole, you know, I have noticed that about you after knowing you for a while, that it is very hard for you to deal with bad vibes. Now, the reason why it's hard to deal with anything for addicts, the reason why we use is because we cannot accept what is there. We cannot accept our sadness, our anger, you know, the hating the bad vibe is probably some sort of discomfort or also anger or sadness, you know, just any of those emotions. Like, the reason why addiction is an addiction is because we try to escape the feelings we cannot accept. So, if, you know, one thing that I learned about that is, if I just, like I said, try to just sit in whatever this discomfort is and allow myself to just sit in it, I will feel better. So my thing, like, your discomfort with being around people with bad vibes, for me, the
exact... Can I guess?
Ah!
Can I guess?
Why did that scare me so much? Oh my God.
Can I guess before you say it?
I know you're gonna know.
Is it being around yourself with bad vibes?
It's just being around myself by myself. Oh, okay. All right?
Being around myself, period.
Without any other people involved that I can shift my focus to.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, I had a moment.
You did get really scared.
I did. I don't know why. I was just so focused on, like, what I was talking about, and that just...
Sorry.
I was completely...
Feel it through.
Also, the whole feeling through shit helps me get in touch with myself on, like, a deeper level. Like, it's almost like I'm getting in touch with my higher self, too. Like, I'm getting closer. So, also, it's a very good thing. Just literally sinking into whatever is there. So, the moment where I was, you know, the past few months, 6 months, I guess, I've been training myself to connect to myself and my emotions. And so I did this thing one time where I was alone and I did not want to be. And it was horrible. And that was when I first started really feeling my feelings. So I just sat there and I didn't do anything. I didn't watch TV. I didn't scroll through my phone. I didn't, like, I just sat there and I felt horrible. I felt like I wanted to kill myself because I wanted to escape myself, and that was the only escape. And I just let that be. I'm like, if I don't want to be in this body, then this is what it is. I'm going to honor this thing here while knowing that it's not an option. But I'm observing it from, like, you know, just, I guess, third person from, you know, my, I guess, higher self standpoint, where it's like, this is what, you know. So, and then I just cried and I cried and I just cried until I didn't want to cry anymore. And then that was the last fucking time I ever felt that.
Oh, yeah.
Something in me told me that I just had to sit through it. It was kind of like with, you know, just withdrawals from drugs. I sat through it. I knew it was going to suck, and it sucked, and I knew there it wasn't an option for me to go get high. You know, I was actually, part of my withdrawal happened at my grandma's house before I went into rehab, and I could have easily, like, stolen their money and went to the store and drank, gotten some booze, like, easily, but I had a goal set in my mind that I was going to, like, pull through this and pull through with this. But, yeah, so I just, whatever it is, like, fuck it. Like, it's not going to stay here forever. So I think, I know it sucks, but, like, I would really try to, and I know that that might sound like manipulation. I understand why. But just any time that bad feeling comes, just, like, just sit in it. Just fucking sit in it and see what happens. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. So, so here's the hard part for me. Yep. I was kind of thinking about it.
Okay.
And this is just people. So, when I'm by myself, there's no pressure. There's nobody around. Nobody's talking to me. So I can be blank. I could be tired. I can be meh, blah,
yeah,
irritable. But nobody's around. And I don't get, like, the social distractions you get. So if I'm in a, if I feel like absolute shit, like worst day of my life, worst mental state, I don't want to go see my best friends. Like, I don't want to go do something, because then I feel like more shit, because I'm around people and they're constantly like, what's up with you? Why do you feel like this? Wow, you're acting different. Even if they know, they're trying to pull me out of it. They're trying to distract me. But I'm so, I get way too focused on not feeling how I want to feel in that social setting, because it already used to be really hard for me to be social. I already feel like I just don't fall into any type of distraction. I'm still very much in my head. And for me, it makes it like 1,000 times worse. So it's hard for me to feel like shit and just go to work and lose myself in it, or go hang out with my friends and lose myself in it. Like, I'm not lost in it. I'm lost still in my shit. So I'd rather be, like, alone, home, doing my own thing, zoning out, processing, or getting through it myself. Because, so, like, how you sat with your own feelings alone, I wouldn't be able to do that in a room full of people unless everybody left me alone. You know what I mean? Like, if I just felt the social tension, pressure, whatever, I could sit there and feel it, but not hold on a conversation too, but not continue to engage, because I'm going to be so mentally distracted by my own shit. So, like, for me, that's those are what I go through when I'm around people. That's why I want to kind of close in and just be left alone. I don't always feel great being alone. I don't always feel like, wow, I just love being alone. You know, it's just like, it's the lesser of two evils for me. Like, I'd rather be alone.
Okay. So, I don't know how to word this without, do you want my input?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Cool.
You're learning.
The whole thing on you not feel it. This idea of oh, I have to engage. Oh, I have to be a certain way when I'm around people. That is the issue, is that these ideas, these conditionings are just conditionings. So when I'm around other people, I let myself be the way I am. I don't have a problem. Like, when I'm having a bad day, I don't have a problem with hanging out with my boyfriend, because I feel free to be the way, to feel the way that I am. And if he has a problem with the way I am and doesn't want to be around me only when I'm at my best, that's on him. So, and that goes for anybody else. Like, my best friend Trace, fucking, like, if I'm having a bad day, she's just like, you're just having a bad day. Be the way that you are. Like, fuck everybody else. So, what?
So, here's another example of how we are opposites. Because I don't mind you having a bad day. I don't want to be around them when I don't feel good. It's not them who don't want to be around me. They can be inviting. They could say, yeah, I know you're just having a bad day.
I know that.
They could say, be however you want to be. That's fine. I don't want to be there, is the point. Like, it's not that I'm just so overly on myself, like, oh, I'm just not bouncing off walls and super sassy right now. Like, I don't want to be here. Like, this is not helping, and these distractions are making it worse. Now, I'm just kind of generalizing it as far as the social part of it. You know, I can be around my partner and have a bad day, but when my partner is part of why I feel like shit, it's just harder for me. Like, right. I'm trying to get better, but it's like, it's hard to not just keep reliving it or keep sitting there and reassessing it. Like, all right, so are we sitting in the same room together? And then every interaction we have together is awkward, or I overthink, should I say something? Should I not say something? Well, I don't want to say something to you because I'm mad at you. Like, all that shit just adds and adds and adds and adds and adds for me. Now, if I have to be around them, like we live together, whatever, cool. Like, I can kind of do my own thing. When there's an option to kind of, hey, let's just kind of separate right now, I know it's better for me. I don't have to do it, but I don't have any hopes that I'm going to get better faster. You know what I mean? And I pushed through some funky moments, but I'm just saying all this, like, we're just different. Like, I'm sure there's some people out there who can relate that are like, you know, some people want to pull people in when they feel like shit. They want the support. They want people to check on them. They want people to, like, engage with them. I just don't. Like, I don't know why that is. I don't think it's conditioning. I think it's just a different... I self-soothe. You know what I mean?
No, I do. So, it's not about, like... I get that there's a lot that goes with it to overthink, but like you said, push through some funky moments. So, pushing through those funky moments has led you to your breaking point, where you just could not be around the person anymore. And it's very hurtful to the other person, because then they're like, well, what the fuck did I do? And they didn't know the whole time what was the problem. So, you don't have to push through the funky moments. The way, I think, the best way, which is the hardest, is to just communicate right away. Instead of, you know, taking all that time to overthink, should I say something, should I not say something, am I going to hurt this person's feelings, blah, 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 blah. It's better to catch it right away in the moment and just say what it is, and then you feel better, and then, you know, like... With me, it's easier, because I have learned to, if my vibe gets thrown off by whatever is communicated, I can instantly just feel it through and be over it. You know what I mean?
So here's just another thing where I can tell, like, even every time you're trying to, like, explain more, we are just different. Like, You don't want to leave and go be by yourself, because that makes it worse for you, right?
Yeah.
I'm not like that. So for me, getting around people makes it worse for me. So all this stuff you're saying, yeah, it's cool. Like, I get it. My partner's not going to like it if we have a bad enough moment. And, you know, I want to separate because...
That's not what I'm talking about right now.
Well, I'm just saying in general, but you keep going right back to, well, you need to just be open and say what's on your mind. And then just basically saying, still be around this person. Like, just push through it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I get that. But... I don't think it's such a bad thing to take space sometimes either. So
I'm just saying,
yeah, like it's just hard. And I don't know why we're getting to this, but I think people are just different, and you know, there is no one right answer. Otherwise, we would all cope the same ways and do the same things, and we'd all want the same things. But like, yeah, it's just, but. Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I'm trying to get better at that, because a lot of times where I do kind of hesitate to bring something up is because I'm trying to resist that, mentioning something that's hard to say, making the bad vibe, then having to get to that point where I either feel I have to be around this person or get away from this person, because both of those seem like shitty options. And, you know, it's just... But being authentic, saying what you need to say, you know, if you're around somebody who's going to be, like, combative or toxic because you said something, then that's a problem. You know what right. I mean? Like, so it's kind of trusting, you know, who you're around, and then also just letting it be what it is. Like, right. You know what? This shit's fucking with me. I got to say this. It is what it is. You know? And then sometimes, yeah, like you're saying, like, it could be just as much as a... little thing, oh, you know what? All right, I'm cool. Like, I needed to say that. Whatever. But, yeah.
That's exactly, like, what you just said is exactly the point I was trying to get at. I wasn't trying to make you be the same way as me. I was just, like you said, being authentic and just letting it be what it is. And I understand from previous relationships being afraid to say something because that person would get defensive, would flip out, you know, would be toxic. So in a healthy relationship, you kind of relearn that not everybody's like that, and it is okay for you to be yourself. It is okay to communicate and express how you feel without being fucking shamed for it, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, like, I love that with my relationship right now, I can just ask stupid little shit like, oh, I just saw a heart in your fucking inbox from some other chick that you told me that you fucked before. I was like, the fuck is this? And the person doesn't get mad at me. And it's, like, the best feeling ever. And I used to be afraid of that, you know? So I get it.
Yeah. Took the mic to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like understanding each other and knowing each other. You know, there's been plenty of times where in my relationship where I felt a slight vibe getting killed, but I could tell her vibe and her needs were more triggered at the time. So part of me is like, I kind of want to, you know, take care of myself, but I could tell that she's affected more than me, so this is what's important. But then there's other times where I'm more affected. There's times where I'm just in need of what I need, you know what I mean? And that's where people differ, and I will feel bad about trying to take the space that I need to take care of myself. Like, it could be one of those things where it's like, okay, whenever I get in a certain state, I need to run away for 3 days. Let's just say that's the case. Let's say that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. That doesn't fit with my life. That's not what normal people do, or that's not, you know, functional in the playbook of what a healthy relationship is. But maybe that's what works for me. Maybe that is the only way I fully get through it. And yes, maybe I can make baby steps to, you know, work through harder moments or whatever. But like, sometimes there's just a process, and that's a really extreme example. But like, some people just have certain ways of dealing with things, and if you can understand the other person and kind of give them the space, because if I knew I needed to take those 3 days to get reset, I don't want to do it. I don't want to just run away for 3 days. I don't want to cause problems that running away for 3 days causes in my life. You know what I mean? But maybe that's the only thing I know how to fully get through my shit. Otherwise, it's like, okay, I like got away for a few hours, but I got to the point where I could look you in the face, but the shit is right there under the surface. So the next thing you say, I have no patience for because I never really got over the last thing. You know what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... So that's how it is for me. Like, if I push through a funk, right, and I just grit my teeth and I'm like, like, I really want to just do what I do, but I'm trying not to, my tolerance then is very short. So working on it, yes, but also understanding that, you know, there's a process to this shit, and nobody's going to be fully in control of their anger. Nobody's always going to fully do what works best for both people. Like, you gotta, like, know your partner, know what they need, and know when they need their need more than you need your need, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense, but, and I understand everything you said, but I'm just saying that could be prevented by not pushing through the funk and gripping your teeth, but just talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Do you have something else? Because I was going to say something.
I have...
Well, you said you know what I mean, so
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, so I do have one more thing.
How important is it? Scale
it's
of 1 to 10.
Need.
Oh.
So, you know, so, like, your need is to take space or whatever.
You're going to go to a whole new need. I had one more thing on that.
Oh, okay.
So you were saying, like, it's best to talk about it right here, right now, right?
Yeah.
I agree. It is good to talk about it. All right, so here's the thing. It kind of goes with the whole thing, like, don't go to bed mad. Make sure you talk about it or,
yes.
You know, hold on, because I'm going to flip it. Or like, oh, we're not leaving this, you know, conversation until we come to a resolution. Go ahead and say yes again.
No.
So here's the thing, though, and this is where it's another flip side, because sometimes you're not going to get to a resolution by the end of the conversation.
Right.
Sometimes you are not going to get to a solution before bedtime. Sometimes walking away can be good. Like, I don't know. There's been a few times where me and my partner have, like, gone to an extreme that maybe we didn't have to get to as far as separating for a night or a day or two. Getting to a place where, you know, I know there's been times where I have needed, like, space, which looking back could seem extreme at the time and seemed like something I could have worked through. But in that moment, I couldn't. And that space gave me space to think. Gave me space to say, damn, you know what? I just made some connections here. This very last time, it was like, whoa, I just realized the thing that triggers me very often, just this general thing of feeling like I'm not enough, right? I just totally flipped that whole perspective and was like, oh, this is a communication thing. This isn't you saying that, because this is just like when I get triggered and pressured and say things like this. I'm just communicating it. I'm not like saying it's the worst thing in the world. So without that space that I took for myself, I wouldn't have got that. You know what I mean? So
right.
There are definitely times where it may not seem ideal and we may want to think, oh, we're going to get to this place where we're just going to talk out every problem right when we have it and feel through our feelings and observe our emotions. But there are going to be times where we just need to, you know, do whatever we have to do to get where we got to get. Whether that is talking it out and making up before bedtime or... there's so many times where, like, in the heat of the moment, I think better with some space. Because right. If you talk to me in a straight conversation and we're going to get to a result, you're going to get an emotional result. You know, and it's going to be whatever emotion's strongest at that time. That's it.
No, there's, like, two different things that I have in my mind. Like, there's things that are, like, that have to do with triggers. When either of us gets triggered, like, I mean, when you get triggered, you take space, and, you know, now I've realized when you're in trigger state, it is better for you to go take your space.
I fucking told you.
I don't want to fucking talk to you when you're like that.
I don't want to talk to myself.
When I get triggered, I get left alone when I don't want to be. And I'm left with nothing. My need is for love. My need is for fucking just, like, physical touch. It's like, it's crazy. And it's like, I meet the person's need for giving him space. But, like, most of the time, I have to work through my shit without getting my needs met. I'm just expressing my feelings right now.
That's fine. I mean, you want me to talk to your boyfriend for you? So this is where it comes down to kind of like prioritizing people's triggers. There have definitely been times where you were triggered first, or you were triggered, and then it kind of triggers me to where, all right, now I'm starting to get a trigger from your trigger, but your trigger is already bigger than mine. Your trigger started it, and I can say it's not about my trigger right now. So it's okay. I can give you what you need. Now, you know, it sucks for you that, you know, being alone is a trigger in itself. So it's kind of hard to empathize with, like, okay, I understand that just being alone itself is a trigger for you, but if someone is truly triggered and needs to take care of themselves, like if I'm really triggered and I need the space to take care of myself, or I need to say, well, I can never take space for myself because that's always going to trigger you, it comes to a point where it's like, I can't control that. You know, I can't just never take space to myself if that's how I heal. Because then it becomes this, like, people-pleasing or just me not really taking care of myself vibe where it's like, well, I can never do that. And what am I? I'm just going to resent you. I'll just make a resentment. If I never took space for myself, only in consideration for you, I can tell you right now, a huge resentment would build to the point where I just wouldn't even care if I was around you. My shit's going to come out one way or another. Either I'm going to take space and reheal and want to be around you, or I'm going to have to be around you, and I'll just have to find a way to check out mentally. You know what I mean? Like, just the space is going to come one way or another. Trust me. Like, I've experienced that in past relationships too, where I could not get away from someone. I got away from them. You know what I mean? I'd be in the same damn house with them, and it's like, they ain't even there.
No, yeah, I understand that, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't take space for yourself, and that's not my intention. I'm just saying my point of view. Like, that's why I feel like it's better to try and minimize or prevent things getting out of control like this by addressing things right away, and then if that doesn't work, then take space. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, try things first, and if they don't work, then fucking fuck it. We have reached the breaking point.
So, your trigger.
My trigger.
I don't know. You said a minute ago you wanted to talk about your trigger, but I had one more thing on my trigger. Or did you already talk
just,
about
that? No, I was just saying, like, no, I already said how, you know, during my triggers, I get kind of left with just a fucking trigger. But I do end up feeling better. So it doesn't last the whole time. It's just, for me, it's longer. And it's, so, like I've mentioned, mine is, like, I literally feel like a little girl trapped. Like, I'm, you know, I'm helpless. And there's no adult around that, you know, I'm looking for somebody to help me. I don't know what I need help with, but it's like, I just need some sort of, like, I guess, support. I think help with, like, emotional support. But it's a very deep-rooted issue that I will admit it is.
Well, maybe that's where you have multiple resources. That way, you know, if your boyfriend, you know, you have a fight with him, you break up, or something happens to where you don't have him as a resource, you're not alone. You have a friend to call on that can fulfill that same need. That way, no one person has the key to your happiness, or your best friend. You know, like if you and your best friend have a fallout, that you have somebody you can get that fulfillment from. That, or does it have to be the person you're having issues with?
It has to be the person I'm having issues with.
Oh.
It has, because it's not the same with anybody else. If me and Therese are fighting, you wouldn't fulfill that for me. If me and my mom are fighting, you know, she wouldn't fulfill that for me. So it's weird.
It's more like an attachment, an abandonment issue, because you're losing somebody.
It is every single issue I have stems from very, very deeply rooted abandonment fear. Cause, dude, being left by your fucking mother at 3 years old, God forbid anybody from having to do that. Like, kids that are born without moms, that haven't known their mom, it's easier for them. Because, like, I mean, it's probably bad to say. I shouldn't say that. It's not easier for anybody to... Everybody has their own shit problems. But just personally, like, I am so fucking terrified of losing people. Like, it's so bad. So, I don't know. I guess I'm just, like, really fucked up in that way. So.
Well, I guess all I'm really saying, I'm not trying to, like, psychoanalyze you or anything, but,
no,
like, the only, you're never going to be able to control that.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is try to.
Yeah.
I know where to turn.
Bro,
it's way up there. We're driving. We're on the road. Like, dude. So I guess that's going to be one of them things that, you know, you're always going to experience, because you cannot control other people. You will not never be able to, and you know this, and even if you do know this, you're still going to be affected by it however you're affected by it. So rather than trying to make sure everybody stays, because that's a tall order, like, you gotta start trying to find ways to work on being good if anybody leaves.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I had daddy issues. My daddy wasn't around. I didn't know him like that. I've had baby mama dramas. Like, you know, that's another thing of itself. I don't live with my two old... I don't live with any of my kids. You know what I mean? So, like, I understand, like, separation, and I understand abandonment, and I understand feeling empty without someone. I feel like there is possibility to get good with yourself where that's enough, where, you know, and you know that. You're making great progress in those areas.
No, I do know that, and I just have...
Watch out, hippie.
I just have to keep... Yeah, I'm working on it. But I'm just trying to explain, to put things in a perspective for other people, of why I have the problems I do.
Yeah, me too.
But I do remember us having a conversation about us being opposites with the pressure thing. How my pressure when I'm alone is I feel like I have to do something productive. I feel like I have to be a certain way when I'm alone. When I am with someone else, it relieves that pressure because I'm validated by what I'm doing with the other person. So if we're doing it together, it must be okay to do.
See, I am opposite
now,
there.
Now, yes, that's what I mean.
I do whatever the fuck I want by myself, but if I'm with someone, I feel like I can't just do nothing.
Right. So, I remember talking about this, and I remember this, like, it was a good realization, like, we can, like, help each other through that, with opposite ends, instead of seeing it as a negative thing, seeing it as a positive.
Can I put my end in your opposite end? Hey.
You're gonna have to talk to my boyfriend. Hey.